except for ImmuniCal. ImmuniCal is an all-natural, organic, whole food supplement which will elevate and sustain glutathione. ImmuniCal is available through the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. 1-800-205-6245.
Ideologies as a secular surrogate for religious belief. The flame of faith had begun its migration a century earlier, when some European aristocrats transferred their lighted candles from Christian altars to Masonic lodges. The flame of occult alchemists, which had promised to turn dross into gold, reappeared at the center of new circles, seeking to recreate a golden age. Very and Illuminists conspired against the Jesuits, French Philadelphians against Napoleon, Italian charcoal burners against the Habsburgs. Now, there has been a world revolution. It's been going on for thousands of years, but the modern revolution really began in 1776 with the American Revolution, and certainly there were many Christian patriots who wanted to be free from England. They wanted to create here a Christian republic, but there were also other forces here at that time who believed in this idea of the Novo Ordo Seclorum, the new order of the ages, that President Bush referred to in his second inaugural address. And you need to actually see this DVD we carry now called The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, because there you'll actually see the clip taken from President Bush's second inaugural address, which Dick Morris has said is the most significant and important speech he's heard in 40 years. And as he said, I've heard a lot of speeches and written many of them, but this was the most important speech. And I believe Dick Morris is absolutely right. If you understand how to read esoteric writing, and esoteric writing is a technique that has been used by adepts of the secret societies down through the ages to confuse you ignorant people like you in the listening audience, because what they will do is they will take a very important idea, and they will break it into two parts at the beginning of the sentence and the end of the sentence, and then they'll put all sorts of extraneous material in the middle to confuse you, so that you get so wound up in the verbiage that you can't see what they're really saying. And so when President Bush was concluding his inaugural address, he explained everything that's going on. But I dare say there wasn't one in 100,000 people other than those who were associated with the Rosicrucians and the inner order of the Mason, not the average Mason, but those people who have studied the secret of secrets and the theosophists and the occultists and the upper echelons of the New Age and the Skull and Bones and the other secret societies, who really understood what he was saying when he began by saying, when our founders declared a new order of the ages. And then he went on to talk about when the Union forces, you know, fought behind a banner so that we would have a united country. And then he went on to talk about, you know, how people marched under the banner of Freedom Now. And then he concluded by saying they were acting on an ancient hope that his men would be fulfilled. We'll talk more when we get back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid.
Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Stan, I was simply pointing out that, and you really need to get this speech. If you don't have access to it, we can provide it for you. It's up on the Internet. You simply go to the fed.gov, I believe it is. Google in President Bush's, second inaugural speech, and you can pull it down and get it in a printer-friendly manner and read the second to the last paragraph, where he says, when our founders declared the new order of the ages, and when the Union forces, charged across the fields here in pursuit of a unified nation, when bands of people marched under the banners, Freedom Now. And then he went on, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. They were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Well, if you just delete all the extraneous material and understand that he's put in there just to confuse you, what he really said is, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Not was at the time of the founders, but is meant to be fulfilled. What is the new order of the ages? It is a world government. It's the Novo Ordo Seclorum. Go up on the Internet and type in New Order of the Ages, and, of course, what comes up is Novo Ordo Seclorum. What is Novo Ordo Seclorum? It was the slogan of the Rosicrucians, that secret group that came to America in the 1640s or 1650s under the direction of the disciples of Francis Bacon to take over control of the American government. And, of course, then ultimately use the power of this government to bring the New World Order to the entire world. They use the financial and military power of this country. And so it was that they came to America in 1640 or six, and of course, certainly that was the year that Harvard University was created. And it was created, of course, to train ministers of the gospel to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the Rosicrucians and their wicked allies took over Harvard. And so the Christians organized Yale University so we would have a center to train ministers to preach the gospel. And soon they'd taken that over as well. And they did that with Princeton. And today, people who hate Christianity control our universities. Why is it that, you see so few conservatives in the theological departments at our major universities? Why is it that so many young men go into seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, and their faith is destroyed? Because there are secret societies there, and certainly not every man there is a member of the secret societies, but they're influenced by them, their faith is destroyed. And the true purpose of everything going on today is to bring about a one-world government. And as we pointed out before, that's the reason that they're not closing our borders. I mean, that's the reason that they're not prosecuting employers who are employing illegal aliens. It is because the people who control both political parties want a multicultural, multilingual society, and, of course, they want to bring us into the world government. They want to unite the United States and Mexico and Canada and then all of the Western Hemisphere. But they can't tell you common folks because, of course, you're not intelligent enough to understand that there is a master plan put out by extremely brilliant people who are dedicated to the new order of the ages, the Novo Ordo. Ordo Seclorum that is inscribed on the back of the dollar bill. Now, how did it get there? Well, by 1740, the Rosicrucians and their allies and the secret societies who hate God had totally corrupted America. And we were a debased, immoral society, and immorality was accepted. And then came the First Great Awakening with Jonathan Edwards and John Wesley and others. And there was a great revival in America. And people turned back to God. And of course, Jonathan Edwards, in his wonderful speech, A Sinner in the Hands of an Angry God, touched men's hearts, and grown men wept. And almost half of our society, converted to Christianity, and the churches were suddenly filled again. It was out of this resurgence of Christianity that came the desire to have a free society here, free of English control. But at the same time, the Rosicrucians were here, and they were intent upon, of course, having a revolution to separate the United States from England so that one day America could rule the world. And we could have an empire here with troops in 130 or 140 nations. We could occupy nations. We could bring all nations under our control, and then, of course, force all nations to go along with this idea of world government. That has always been the plan, and so it was that they had their agents planted in the Continental Congress, and one of them was Benjamin Franklin, and they actually took over control of establishing the seal, the Great Seal of the United States. Well, every country wants a seal. It is the symbol of what the country stands for. And, of course, on the front of the Great Seal of the United States was a phoenix. Now, the phoenix was the mythological bird that had died and then was resurrected from the ashes. And, of course, then became a dominant force. And so if you go back and you read the history of the Great Seal of the United States, on the front of the Great Seal of the United States was a phoenix. And they understood, of course, that this was the age-old dream of restoring lost Atlantis. This is what Plato had written about in his dialogues. I mean, Atlantis was destroyed, this great and wonderful and noble society, this utopian society, and then came the Great Flood. Well, of course, many of us believe that it was a very evil and wicked society, and it was a society that God destroyed. We don't know whether that's true or not, but certainly this is one explanation. But to the occultists, they really want to restore lost Atlantis, and that's why on the front of the Great Seal of the United States was a phoenix. Now, if you read the story, and any of you can't find it, why we can get it out of the encyclopedia, they gradually morphed the phoenix into the eagle that you see on the back of the dollar bill today, because the emblem on the right side of the back of the dollar bill is this eagle, and of course he's clutching in one hand the olive branches and the other hand the arrows. But on the other side of the back of the dollar bill is an emblem. It's a strange emblem. It is a pyramid. And it is an unfinished pyramid because the top is flat. There are 13 stairs. Over the top of the pyramid hovers a triangle with a glorified eye. And beneath the pyramid is at the bottom of the pyramid is stamped 1776. And above it, Anitus Coptus, and beneath that, the term Novo Ordo Seclorum, which, of course, is the new order of the ages. And, of course, everyone knows at that time, at least every occultist knew what the new order of the ages was to be. It was to be the world government who would be ruled by the world leader. That is what they've always wanted. That's what Plato wrote about. That is what the ancient mystery religions have always wanted. And Plato was part of the ancient mystery religions, as was Aristotle and Alexander the Great and Socrates and Pythagoras. And there's been this constant undercurrent of the mystery religion since the beginning of mankind, going all the way back to the Garden of Eden, where the serpent promised Eve that you can be as God and ye shall never die. You can be as God and shall never die. And there are people today who really believe that they can be as God, that they can defy the God of the universe, and that they, entitled to total liberty. They can do whatever they want to. There are no moral rules, and of course we see this today. And television, we're total moral depravity. Homosexuality is accepted. Everybody's jumping into bed with somebody they're not married to. I mean, the progressive plan, breakdown of our society, is all part of this overall plan, because the architect of this whole plan through the ages has been Lucifer. People may not even believe in Lucifer, but believe me, there are people out there who worship Lucifer, and they work within our secret societies, and they are intent upon bringing about a world holocaust today. Now, there have been a series of revolutions. The first world revolution was the American Revolution. And if you get the book, and we carry it, written by James H. Billington, it is so important because he writes beautifully. He is very accurate. He tells you about the Illuminati. He tells you about Masonic influence. He tells you about the Society of Just, or the League of the Just, that hired Karl Marx to write the manifesto. Karl Marx didn't simply sit down and write the Communist Manifesto. He was hired by a group of very wealthy men to create this artificial enemy of capitalism. They're the enemy of capitalism. The communists hate capitalism. Ladies and gentlemen, communism has been financed by the capitalists since its very inception. I take the communist papers. You will never see the communist papers attacking the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission or the Bilderbergers. And why not? I mean, here's something tangible they could point out, because they don't want the average communist to understand that the movement which he embraced is financed by the very people he opposes. That was why the book we carry and we kept in print for so many years, Foundations, Their Power and Influence by Rennie Wormser, is so important. And if you want to get these books, we carry them, Fire in the Minds of Men by James H. Billington, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, written back in 1958. But it tells you how the great capitalist foundations were financing communism and socialism and humanism and taking over our universities. Well, the World Revolution, of course, first was here in America, and then the next revolution was in France in 1787 under the slogan of liberty, equality, fraternity. Well, you can't have free men and equality, because free men are never equal and equal men are never free. And as far as liberty, why, of course, that is actually the slogan of Luciferians. You can do whatever you want to. There are no restrictions. Freedom is the ability to do what you should do according to God's restrictions, because if there are no restrictions, there's moral anarchy. You and I are not smart enough, and I know I'm not smart enough, always to do what's right, unless I realize that I'm answerable to God for what I do. And nobody else may know what I do, but God knows what I do. And if I'm thinking of doing something wrong, why, I'm constantly a pullback to say, no, this is wrong, because God would say it was wrong, and I'm answerable to Him. And every one of you out there in the listening audience are. Freedom is not the ability to do what you want to do. It's the ability to do what you should do according to God's law. Liberty, on the other hand, is the ability to do whatever you want to do. And, of course, unfortunately, there are no moral restrictions, and that is why the slogan of the French Revolution, liberty, equality, fraternity, that's why the French Masons gave the Statue of Liberty to the United States, and it stands in the harbor there in New York, representing, of course, the ancient goddess, and, of course, in her hand is the torch of light. And, of course, light is what liberty is, what Lucifer is all about. He is the angel of light. They understand the symbology. There's not one in 1,000 or 10,000 Americans who really does understand it any more than they understand the Masonic influence here in the United States. And, of course, Masonry was simply a modern-day manifestation of the Rosicrucians and the Templars and all of the previous secret societies. And if you doubt that, why, you need to get either my book and read it, because I simply quote from Albert Pike, the man who codified the Scottish Rite Masonry, and he will tell you that Masonry is the modern-day extension of the ancient mystery religions of Gnosticism, of the Illuminati, of the Templars and the Rosicrucians. And that's exactly what it is. But what is their real goal? It is a world government, the destruction of Christianity, and, of course, the rule by this one world ruler who is coming. Now, we have seen a series of revolutions. Well, we'll be back. If anybody would like to call in, they don't have a guest, we would love to talk to you by telephone number 970-689-2022.
Cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Time to clear out the old and make way for the new. Your new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, formerly Hamblin Sales in Fort Collins, is having a huge gun sale on over 50 new and used rifles, shotguns, and pistols that have been marked down at or below cost. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply at 3507 East Mulberry in Fort Collins. That's 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Highway 14. Phone 970-221-5133. That's your new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 970-221-5133.
I just started my own business and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Well, I'm back here at the Action Network tonight, and we're talking about the background of what's going on today. If you don't understand the background of the World Revolution, you can't understand why we're in Iraq. I mean, why did we attack Iraq? Was it because of the weapons of mass destruction? No, that wasn't it. Was it because Saddam Hussein was working with the wicked Osama bin Laden? No. Certainly Saddam Hussein hated bin Laden because he was a fundamentalist Muslim. And where Saddam Hussein didn't want the fundamentalist Muslims in his country, they would simply tend to challenge his rule, as they do in any country they're in. So he did everything he could to suppress the fundamentalist Muslims. He ran a totally secular authoritarian state. Well, was it we went in there for the oil? Is that the reason we went in to Iraq? Well, there's less oil being put out of in Iraq today than there was when Saddam was in control. Well, we're there to protect Israel. Oh, we're there to protect Israel. And the Zionists control Washington, D.C. Well, if the Zionists control Washington, D.C., they're doing a terrible job. Now you got a Hamas in control of the Palestinian area. Israel has been forced to give up Gaza and pulling some of its settlements back off the West Bank and getting in this time this wall. So we've shrunk the country about 95% in size. And all I can say is those Zionists who control Washington, D.C. are doing a terrible job, because Israel is on the verge of a world war and a nuclear war, I believe, that will threaten the very existence of Israel. So this has nothing to do with Israel. There is another objective, and nobody wants to talk about the Novo Ordo Seclorum on the back of the dollar bill. Now, if you notice the pyramid, it's an incomplete pyramid. It's got a flat top. And hovering over it is this glorified eye. It is the symbol of the mystery religions for 5,000, 6,000 years. And those of you who've heard our interview with Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, at one point he talks about how these stupid right-wingers show him the emblem on the back of the dollar bill and tell him it's the symbol of the Illuminati. And he said, why, that's foolish. That symbol has been around for 6,000 years, and I can document it. And Professor Quigley is absolutely right. That symbol has been around for 6,000 years, so, and it is the glorified eye in the triangle. What's it doing on the back of the dollar bill? Those of you who would like to see a very entertaining a movie, I get The Man Who Would Be King, because it stars Sean Connery, but you'll actually see it all centers around this emblem, the triangle that contains the all-seeing eye, the glorified eye. And, of course, that is the key to the whole story there. It's a Masonic symbol. They bring that out. But, of course, long before the Masons used that, it was used by the ancient mystery religion. So what's it doing on the back of the dollar bill? Well, I remember it is the triangle is hovering over the top of the unfinished pyramid. The pyramid is man's effort climbing towards the establishment of a one-world government. And, of course, in the end, when the one-world government is established, the glorified eye, which is, of course, the eye of Lucifer, of Horus, settles onto the top of the pyramid, and Lucifer will rule the world. That's what it's all about. You can see the symbology there every day, but, of course, you don't recognize it because nobody tells you what it means. And as it is with esoteric writing, as I pointed out earlier, how they will have a thought of the beginning and the end of a sentence. And then they put all the extraneous verbiage in the middle there, so you lose track of what it is. And unless you're trained to read this sort of thing, you really don't understand what President George W. Bush said in his second inaugural address, when our founders declared a new order of the ages. They were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. That is, not was, but is meant to be fulfilled. What is the ancient hope? Why, it, of course, is the new order of the ages, the Novus Seclorum, and what we are doing in Iraq today is preparing for World War III and the worldwide chaos, and to mobilize the Islamic world against us for this terrible cataclysmic event, which will then bring on, of course, this one world order. And if you understand that George Bush comes from a secret society that originated in the 1830s, and of course the man that they ran against him, you know, in the last presidential election in 2004, John Kerry, came from the same secret society. And the world is full of secret societies. There's secret societies over in the Islamic world, of course. But all of them are satanic. All of them are directed by Lucifer. All of them are moving us towards the establishment of the one world government. And, of course, this wonderful article recently by Anand DeBoerkrave, and he's really one of my favorite columnists, he and Paul Craig Roberts, who, incidentally, I did a wonderful interview in my afternoon program, and you can find that on my archives under radioliberty.com. Yesterday's interview with Paul Craig Roberts, I recommend to you. A very, very clear thinker. He doesn't understand the spiritual aspect of this, and I say this not with any disrespect. I think he's one of the most brilliant men in America today, formerly Undersecretary of the Treasury, worked at the Hoover Institute, worked at many think tanks across America, has a syndicated column, and we recommend his thought process is so clear. But unless you understand the secret societies and the spiritual forces at work, it is impossible to make any sense out of what's going on. And as I asked Mr. Roberts yesterday, explain to me what's going on in Iraq. It doesn't make any sense. And he responded, it really doesn't make any sense. And if you look at this, you know, through the, you know, the prism of the way most people look at it, nothing makes sense. If you understand that there is an organized effort to bring about a world government, and there is the people in charge in Iran want to bring chaos to the earth, and the people in charge of our government want to bring chaos to the earth, and out of the chaos will come the world government, then it is all making sense. So why are we talking about going to war with Iran today? Why are we talking about going to war with Syria today? I mean, we have real financial problems. We're having to borrow money from throughout the world. The whole world economy is on the verge of collapse, and certainly within the last week, why the Icelandic currency lost 8% in value. And, of course, this has sent, you know, actually quakes throughout many financial institutions throughout countries throughout the world as their currency is beginning to lose value, and hardly a word of this in the controlled media here in the United States, because they don't want you to understand what really lies ahead as they destroy the value of your currency, as they destroy the value of your life savings, as they impoverish the American people. So you'll be there simply with your hand out, looking to government to provide for you. And the proud heritage of America that once made us individuals living free under God's rule will be replaced with people, you know, kowtowing to the government, fearing the government, fearing that the government will take action against them under the Patriot Act. And tragically, we're moving away from what we once were to a country where everybody will simply look to government, and of course, then no longer be free. We'll be back in just a moment. We have a caller here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick, and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us as we celebrate Messiah Yeshua in Passover 2006. He brought us out to bring us in. The date is April the 12th, 6 p.m., the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th in Denver. Seating is limited, so you need to call now for reservations. Reservations deadline April the 3rd. Call 303-654-9924. That's 303-654-9924. He brought us out to bring us in.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Back here at the American Freedom Network. When understand that the ultimate goal of American foreign policy is the destruction of national sovereignty, and that's the reason for globalism, and that's the reason, as I've said many times, that they won't close our borders. That's the reason that they will not go after the employers who are hiring illegal aliens. That's the reason that they've brought the illegals into this country. That's the reason they oppose making English the official language of our country. And now, when, of course, you, so many of the major corporations, you dial their telephone number and they say, do you want your message in English or in Spanish or some other language? Yeah. This is the plan. But we can't tell you common, ignorant, bumbling people out there what the elite are really planning for you and for your children. But we've got Jerry calling from Greeley. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
I have a comment. Do you believe this is really true? Could there really be a plan for a Novo or Doris Declorum that they put on the back of the dollar bill and nobody understands that they're hiding their secrets in plain sight?
Well, yes, sir. I do believe that, and part of the reason I'm able to begin to grasp that is because of your efforts over the years. But when I try to discuss this topic with other people, well, one thing I run up against all the time is they just can't understand that there could be a long-term intergenerational project running over thousands of years, like you're mentioning, and they don't see why people would want to sacrifice or make these great efforts towards this end that they'll never see in the actor's own lifetime. And I try to point out that at the highest levels, the directors of the game aren't making any great sacrifices. They live in luxury, and I believe Satan compensates them in this world for their efforts quite well.
I think you're absolutely right, but you know, when you run into somebody who says that, but you say, well, why would anybody want to be a minister then? I mean, after all, you know, they're not going to see probably the end result of their work during their lifetime. What about, would anybody want to be a priest and give their whole life to the Catholic Church? Because they're working for something that's greater than themselves. There is a spiritual force that draws men into this, and that's what draws them to the other side. Because, of course, they are well rewarded for their dedication to Lucifer. And when you tap into this other force, you can actually get supernatural power. I've had people who've told me how, you know, they would pray for a new suit or a new car or a new boat, and they would get it. But, of course, at the cost of their eternal soul. So, you know, but I understand your frustration. All you can do is tell people, and those who God wants to hear will hear and understand.
Well, that's excellent, the use of the analogy you pointed out. Another approach I've tried is to mention that, for example, the current commander-in-chief isn't really making any great personal sacrifices in this so-called war on terror himself. He lives in luxury and enjoys no risk or suffers no risk. It's other people doing the bleeding and the suffering.
Well, you know, if you could get his second inaugural address, and there, of course, he talks about how the religion of our country, the faith of our people, you know, that was taught in Sinai and the Ten Commandments and in the Koran. Yeah. What's he talking about the Koran, you know, when he's talking about America? And then this wonderful quotation about, you know, when our founders declared the new order of the ages, and then show them how this, all the verbiage is put in there to confuse them. They were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Ask him what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Stan, one of my favorite parts of your program is your reference to materials, and I'm blessed to have been able to get a lot of books from you over the years that have helped me to come to understand the world. I was wondering, are you familiar with a new book by a fellow named Webster Tarpley, 911 Synthetic Terror?
No, I'm not. I really, I haven't had a chance to read it. What is his thesis?
Well, he goes into the history of false flag operations, of committing a terrorist act and blaming it on the enemy in order to engineer a public response. And I think it's an excellent book. I just thought you might want to check that out.
Well, we know that they do this sort of thing. We know, for instance, in the Irish Republican Army, the chief torturer for the IRA was torturing people who they suspected of being British spies, infiltrating. He himself was a British agent, as was the number two man in the IRA. And we know that right here in the United States, the FBI had almost total control of the Communist Party. They have their agents in the mafia. They have their agents in the militia. They have their agents in the Christian Identity Movement. And, of course, Christian Identity Movement in Elohim City, that was, of course, this terrible danger. The head of it was an FBI informant. I mean, you're absolutely right. They've done this over and over and over again. But it's so hard for the American people to think that they, you know, our government could have had anything to do with what happened that day. And that's why that book we carry by Robert Baer, who worked for the CIA, who quotes the highest fellow in the CIA as saying, you know, when the smoke clears after 9/11, the American people will realize that this was not a failure of intelligence, this was a success. How could 9/11 be a success? 3,000 Americans died, unless, of course, there was a greater good.
Well, I'd like to thank you, sir, for all that you do.
Well, thank you, and it's good to know that you're out there. And don't get discouraged. Just keep talking to people. Your job is to tell them the truth. And really, it's up to God as whether they're going to hear or not. So, you know, you may tell them, and they may completely ignore what you say, but maybe they'll hear a radio program. Maybe somebody else will tell them. Maybe they'll see a DVD or maybe something that they see on television, and they'll remember what you said. And their life will change forever.
Good day, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye, and God bless you. And I'll just really close with a little poem, you know, it was something that had been said, you know, upon one man's life it has fallen, a light that doth not depart, and a look or a word he has spoken wrought a flame in another man's heart. That's how I got started in this battle. And perhaps something I say, or something I've written, will light a flame in your heart, and that flame will grow into a mighty inferno, and begin to turn America around. Anyway, we'll be back in just a minute to wrap up this morning's program here at the American Freedom Network.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience some Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning didn't show up, so it was just a monologue. I hope you enjoyed it. Basically, the background of what I'm saying today is covered in a new video we have. entitled World Revolution. And it includes my interview I did 15 years ago with Ambassador Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba, a billionaire, as we interviewed him in his Palm Beach home. And he tells you that the American State Department knew that Fidel Castro was a communist. The American State Department knew Fidel Castro was a communist, and we brought him to power. But why should we be surprised? The same thing happened in China and Nicaragua and in Rhodesia and in Angola and Southwest Africa. Yes, and even in South Africa, Nelson Mandela was a lifelong Marxist, and of course, the man who has replaced him is a lifelong Marxist. We are bringing Marxists to power all throughout the world as long as they do what we want them to do and they carry out our program of moving towards a new world order. Well, our new video, The World Revolution, we recommend to you. We hope, of course, many of you will want to get the great new DVD by Chris Pitto, and that's almost 3 hours, very professionally done, and The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. And then, of course, our DVD put out by the Prophecy Club, Planned Population Reduction, How They're Trying to Destroy Your Health, and, of course, do tremendous damage to children throughout the world. We're dealing with organized evil, and when you understand that, then, of course, things really begin to make sense. So that would be my new video, World Revolution, new DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. We do have planned population reduction, both video and DVD. And then we have my Brotherhood of Darkness talk on video and DVD. And then we carry the book, The Fire in the Minds of Men by James H. Billington. We carry foundations, their power and influence, that will tell you how the great tax-exempt foundations financed both communism and socialism. You need to understand that nothing is as it appears to be, and then everything begins to make sense. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can go there. You can begin to get the information that you're not going to get from other sources, information that's so vitally important for you to know and help us get out. You can listen to our programs live. You can listen to our programs that are archived. You can listen to them on MP3, and that's completely free. We don't charge you for that. Of course, we would appreciate any support you can give us, because believe me, we're having trouble keeping up the network of almost 60 outlets every week. But we're reaching people. We're getting them educated. And with your help and with God's blessing, hopefully we'll be able to continue doing what we're doing. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or subscribe to our newsletter, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You'd like to get the items we mentioned earlier, and then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. Pray for revival, because if this country doesn't turn back to God, we're going to lose America. And then pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until Monday. May the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation.